Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
Come on, I think we got her on the line here. Let's see. Hey, you there?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm here.
This is me, Mom.
I don't know what happened.
Hey, well, look, hey, we're on the air. I was just explaining to people who you were. I totally unprofessional this morning. Got the show started without calling you first, and here running my mouth and talking about the weather and everything else. But on the Mazda Jackson phone line here, we've got super duper viral a lady I've been following for a while on across different social media platforms. She calls herself Mississippi Meemaw. I love it, Mississippi Meemaw. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How are you doing? I'm doing good. How did the weather get you last night? Did you miss any of that?
I don't know if it hit or it got us, because I could sleep through a hurricane.
I was telling talking to somebody, a friend of mine, on the phone on the way in this morning, and I said the same thing. I was like, well, it was rough when I went to sleep, but I like background noise. I got two fans going, the air conditioner,
right?
A podcast in the background. I like background noise, so if it's a lot of thunder and chaos and stuff, I'm just fine.
Yeah, we got white noise when I go to sleep. It was thundering when I went to sleep, but I don't know.
Hey, so what part of the state are you in? You don't have to tell us exactly what town if you don't want to. You in north, central, south? What part?
So I'm in, like, south central. I'm in the Pine Belt. So I'm close to Hattiesburg.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. Well, look, as I mentioned, I've been following you for a while. I love your content. It's just nice to follow something that's not so culture war stuff like what I do. There's something I can kind of chuckle at every now and then. So it's good pause. People always pick at me. Clay, you always talk about bad stuff. Like, well, this morning we're going to talk about good stuff. So the pickles and Dr. Pepper thing, look, as a content creator, there's stuff that you think, all right, this is this is going to be a hit. This is going to blow up. But when something like really blows up, you can never anticipate it. And man, did that thing blow up. How did you tell us how you decided to start trying pickles and Dr. Pepper?
All right, so about 9 years ago, and I went to my Facebook search bar. They got that dang AI up there now, but I went to my search bar, and I typed in Pickle Dr. Pepper. And the first thing that popped up was a memory that I had tagged my daughter in and said I finally went to Sonic and tried. She was trying to talk me into trying it. This was 9 years ago when she was 16. She's 25 now. And I liked it. I figured if she liked it, I would like it, because we both like sour stuff, salty, sour. And I found out it wasn't anything new that the young kids were trying. It's actually been around this area for a long time. There's actually a restaurant in Prentice, Mississippi, that's in Jeff Davis County, that was called The Triangle. It was a little burger joint, get a hamburger, hot dog, shake, whatever. But they put pickles in Dr. Pepper and sold them.
So this was 9 years ago?
Yeah, 9 years ago when I first tried it.
Wow. So you've been drinking it ever since?
Yeah, but like, what people don't get is I read comments that saying they couldn't drink that every day. I don't drink it every day. It's just like a little treat. It's like when you go out and get ice cream.
Yeah.
I mean, if I drank pickle Dr. Peppers every day, I'd be probably really dehydrated. So I just drink them if I... get a hankering to wanting something sour.
Have you watched any of the videos of the people going and trying it and be like, this is nasty? I'm sure you've seen some of that too.
It's you get the good and the bad when you put yourself out there. I never expected it to go viral, but I understand if people don't like it. That's fine. It's not for everybody. It's an acquired taste. It's like beer. Either you like it or you don't, or you just have to get used to it. And you have to like pickles and you have to like Dr. Pepper. But there have been some comments, especially on these national news outlets that pick the story up that were just below the belt and unnecessary. If you really want to know how people outside the South feel about us, make it to the national news and then read the comments.
Oh yeah, I've had a couple of posts go viral here recently, and trust me, any imperfections you may have, everybody that's never going to see you in real life is going to point them out.
Right, and these are the same people with the cover photos of no hate or love everybody, be the change.
I love Trump's hate. Oh, I know. They've all got cats as their profile picture because they're so god-awful ugly they can't even put their real picture up there. I get it. I get it. That's something I'm going to get into later in the show today myself. So that's good stuff. Look, tell us this. I'm going to have to try the pickled Dr. Pepper at some point when I'm not trying to avoid sugar. But how did you get into content creating? Tell us the nexus of Mississippi Meemaw.
So I worked in a little town called Purvis. They have a place called the Dollar Holler, and
that's
all the locals call it because it is the Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, all in a holler, like underneath the hill, in front of the railroad tracks. They're all lined up next to each other, and I was like, you know what? That would make a good video showing that there's $3 stores here, like bam, 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 and I think I got 25,000 followers off that very first video that I got, and I didn't even put my face out there. So, but I had friends that were like, I know this is you because I know your voice. So.
No, I think that's neat. I remember seeing that. I didn't know that was you. Yeah, so now every time I see one of these Dollar Trees and Family, whatever the two of them that they always put in the same building,
uh-huh.
Every time I see one, I now call it the Dollar Holla. There's one in Scott County too. I live up here in Brandon, so but right over 468 down from the jail over by Vans Process, and I'm just painting this picture for the locals that are listening here. That there's one of these double dollar stores, and there may be a Dollar General or a Family Dollar right next to it. Also, I think it's three within a short distance of each other, and I'll always jokingly refer to it as well as the Dollar Holla because of your video.
Yeah, and when I first did my video, the county was dry, so my video didn't age well because now they've voted in the sale of alcohol, so that's not even relevant. I mean, it's not even
not currently relevant
anymore. What's the word? It's not even the truth anymore.
Yeah, look, these mornings will get you. So what do you do now? Are you retired? Are you full-time content creator? What does Mississippi Meemaw do all the time?
I wish I was a full-time content creator. I'm not rich. I haven't made a single penny off of the Dr. Pepper Sonic thing. Sonic and Dr. Pepper is not sending me any money. But so I was a dental assistant for 20 years. I really got tired of being in people's mouths. Since the influx of I don't know what I can say on the air, since the influx of illegal substances in our area, I'm just,
you can say anything you want here. We just as long as you don't cuss or talk about explicit sexual activity.
I'm just tired of being in people's mouths.
I understand what you're saying, like meth mouth, like, stuff like that.
Don't tell me you got four kids and the baby took all your calcium from your teeth when you straight up know that you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing.
100%. That meth mouth is hell, Mississippi Meemaw.
It is, and I'm not judging anybody. I mean, everybody's got their demons to overcome. Maybe that's somebody else's, you know. I've never had been a situation. But I want to know, who are you friends with? Who are you hanging around that says, hey, let's go do that? Because if one of my friends says that, we ain't friends no more.
I'm glad you said that, because I did a live stream yesterday on my social platforms, and there's a body that's come up they found in a pond here, some bones of a body, and we're kind of speculating on who it could be based on it being Rankin County, who disappeared under suspicious reasons potentially. And and I know that the people that were involved in that original investigation of this guy, I know that there was a lot of amphetamines involved in that circle. And I just use that as an example. I said, all right, so guys, so let's just pretend this is so-and-so. And if it is, he was hanging out with people that were smoking meth. And maybe he was too, I don't know. But he was most people who smoke meth only hang out with other people who smoke meth. They don't typically have an outsider in the group that just thinks they're great to hang out with otherwise, you know, birds of a feather. And I was like, let that be an example. If you got friends that are starting to mess with this dope, run the other way as far and fast as you can.
Right, exactly. And I'm not passing judgment. People have things that they get addicted to, and I'm super proud of the people that have overcame it and got off of it and are living their best lives right now. But as for me and my house, I'm not touching the stuff. I've seen what it does to just a mouth. I can only imagine what it does to your whole body and your family.
100%. Anyway. Well, we got to work on getting your TikTok monetized, because the kind of views you're doing, you should be making some cheddar.
Yeah. Well, I just monetized it.
Okay.
I actually monetized it probably a month before I did that video, but I really didn't. I mean, honestly, I've never gotten 1 million views on a video. I've had some that came close, like 700,000. Like my Dollar Holler video, it had 700,000. Another girl came after me and did a Dollar Holler video on the same Dollar Holler, and she got over 2 million views on hers. So it's a weird algorithm. You don't ever know what's going to hit.
Look, the dumbest things hit, and I kind of throw the kitchen sink at it some days, because content creation is my full-time job, whether it's this radio show, the videos from Instagram to TikTok and all that, or whatever else. So I put a lot of effort into figuring out what's going to go. I hate to use the word viral. I don't expect everything to go viral, but man, if you can get 400,000 or 500,000 views, you know, that's $400 or $500 you can make on a video, generally speaking, just on TikTok alone. You know, you get up into that. Well, if you're getting close to 1 million, you should be making about $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and they got to be at least 61 seconds long.
Right. And I noticed that you can say I have 3.8 million views. 1.7 million of them are disqualified views because they either
didn't listen
long enough. They didn't watch it for at least eight seconds. Or if they would, I think it's, there's different things.
So what I learned, and we're giving people a social media crash course here that want to become content creators, people mess with me a lot because all of my videos start out with me going, breaking news.
But right.
You got to grab people. You got to grab them.
Right.
Quick, because, man, you got about 2 seconds at the rate people swipe, maybe less. And you got to get them immediately. So I'm wearing a wrestling belt. I'm hooting and hollering. I mean, I'm in full wrestling character, basically. But it works. You know, I mean, you're competing for attention and eyeballs and stuff. I mean, it's obviously not how I talk in real life, but it does translate well to video, to the Reels platform.
Yeah, because I usually start my videos out, well, come on with me, Ma, we're fixing to go do whatever we're fixing to do.
I like it.
But this particular video, I said, do you like pickles? Do you like Dr. Pepper? And bam.
Are you plotting up your next one to try to recreate that magic? Or are you just, have we got some other crazy pregnant food combo in mind? Pickles and ice cream? I mean, that seems to be a popular one. What's next from Mississippi Meemaw?
I have no idea. Honestly, I had a friend that tagged me in a cherry limeade with pickles last night, and she was like, this needs to be your next TikTok, or somebody else had said in the comments. She said she'd be honored. But I think people's a little tired of me and my pickle concoctions.
No, man, we love pickles down here in the Dirty South.
We do, and people in the North don't understand that. I've heard the most comments, or read the most comments, sorry, about online. I know you're going to get the good with the bad, but what I'm saying is a lot of people are saying, that are not from the South, they're saying this is the same people that eat Tide Pods. This is the same people that put raisins in their potato salad. No, there's a line I won't cross. I will not put raisins in my potato salad, and I've never had the urge to eat laundry detergent.
Let me say something real quick about the potato salad thing. There's this big... There's this big myth online of, it started with this hashtag a couple of years called hashtag Thanksgiving at black people's houses, hashtag Thanksgiving at white people's houses. Uh-huh. And it was like, whatever the most boring version of the food was white people. Whatever the most soulful version of the food was black people. I'm like, needle across the record, full stop. We in the South, we all cook like this. But black and white food culture is the same in the South. We all bake our macaroni and cheese here. It ain't made on the top of the stove here in the South.
No.
We melt real cheese on our macaroni. We fry mm-hmm. our turkeys. We smoke our turkeys. Don't come at me with it. Y'all don't even know what grits are.
Right.
Girls raised in the South. Y'all don't even know what grits are. I'm not going to hear nothing from a Yankee about food.
Oh, I had a whole grit debate on my Mississippi Meemaw Facebook page about grits about a month ago. A Yankee girl got on there, and she was trying to educate everybody that grits were not made from corn. And they are. I mean, they may be made from hominy corn, but grits are a corn product. That's the bottom line.
But they don't. Meemaw, they don't even have Waffle Houses up there. I'm not listening to these people.
I mean, I had to end up blocking her because she was just stirring it up with all my followers.
I love it. Meemaw, I'm going to jump off here. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. How can people follow you? Is it just at Mississippi Meemaw? MEEMAW?
Yeah, it's Mississippi Meemaw on TikTok, MEEMAW. Or it's Mississippi Meemaw on Facebook.
We like it. That's where I discovered you. Originally, was Facebook. We're Facebook friends, so to say. And then I followed. Ended up finding you on TikTok as well. So, real good follow. Always some fun stuff. If you're raised in the South, you'll really appreciate Meemaw stuff. It's very relatable. We've all got a Meemaw in the family.
Right.
So it's very familiar. I think that's why people are drawn towards you, Meemaw. Is you're kind of that. When I say big mama, I don't mean that size wise. I mean that every family's got a big mama. I had one. Now it's my grandmother. We call her Pretty Mama. Now we know she's the patriarch of the family. So, anyway, we've all got one, and we had one at some point in our lives. You know, so Meemaw is very relatable and very very familiar. So y'all give her a follow. It's always going to be good, positive stuff. Never no drama, nothing political, anything like that. We love Meemaw. Well, look, let's do this again here soon, Meemaw.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me on.
Yep, thank you. Glad y'all made it without any damage on the weather. Stay safe.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, man. You know, we like to change things up a little bit around here. I mean, we've been going hard all week, battling the rainbow supremacy, the racism, the LGBTQ element of BLMs. And we've been going hard all week. It's okay to take your foot off the gas just a little bit. I know I say all gas, no brakes all the time, but it's a FAFO Friday. That's kind of a free-for-all Friday. We like to mix it up just a little bit, man. Yeah, we had some rough weather last night. There wasn't no point in coming in here and, you know, reminding everybody how bad the world is. Pickled Dr. Pepper. Try it. Free plug for Sonic. We'll be right back. I'm guessing they could probably make that at any... You can probably get a pickled Dr. Pepper at Burgers Blues Barbecue or Acme Pizza as well. I don't know if Johnny's Pizza out there in Gluckstadt has Dr. Pepper, but I know they got pickles. People put pickles on pizza. That offends me way more. Way more than pickles and a Dr. Pepper. Speaking of which, the question of the day. What is the strangest food concoction combo you like? Text me on the Guns and Gear text line,